Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the 19th annual San Francisco Festival of the Mandolins, taking place Sunday, April 28th, from noon to 5 p.m. at the Croatian American Cultural Center in San Francisco. And my guest is Gus Gorelick. Good morning.
Thank you.
Gus, you're a mandolinist.
I am.
And you're performing at this festival.
I am.
And tell us all about it.
Well, this festival has been going on in San Francisco about 19 years now. It was organized by one of the oldest mandolin orchestras in the Bay Area, the Aurora Mandolin Ensemble. Hmm. They've been at it since the 1930s. And this is a festival to celebrate Italian-American mandolin masters. That's sort of the theme of this year. And San Francisco has been kind of a hub of mandolin activity for decades.
Is that right?
Long before bluegrass became popular and everybody started playing mandolins, the Italian community was very active with mandolin players and accordion players and composers.
Is this something you would hear on a North Beach corner in San Francisco, that kind of a thing in the day?
Yeah, you would, and you still do.
Absolutely.
Coffee houses. There was a famous barber shop that was kind of a gathering place in North Beach for musicians and composers.
And how does this music differ from a bluegrass mandolin player? How does this Italian-American mandolin music sound in comparison?
Well, the roots of it go much further back than bluegrass.
And right.
It's kind of dance music. There's a style of music called balalicio, which means smooth dancing, that goes back to 19th century Italy. Hmm. And a lot of the immigrants coming to America brought this music and continued it right up to the present day. And it's waltzes and polkas, tangos, tarantellas, traditional Italian music.
And this festival's got a packed lineup. Tell us a little bit about some of the people who are going to be performing.
Well, it opens with Aurora Mandolin Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like 28-piece mandolin orchestra.
Wow.
Playing traditional, a lot of classical pieces, but the focus will be Italian pieces, and particularly pieces by Bay Area composers. I play with a group at the Cafe Trieste in San Francisco, and that's called Mazurka Madness. So we're playing.
Excellent.
And Paul Rangel is a mandolin player from Santa Cruz that does traditional music. Phil Lawrence is a local mandolin player, lives in Sebastopol. He's going to be playing, and who else? A really wonderful duo called Duo Pizzicato from San Francisco, among others.
Absolutely. So, and it looks like there'll be a presentation or two about the history, something that people can kind of learn a little bit while they're there as well.
That's right. There's a woman named Sherry Mignano Crawford, and she used to be associated here with KRCB, and she's written a book about Italian mandolin music, particularly Italian-American mandolin music and publishers, so she's going to give a little lecture about that.
And you've got a local band, too.
Well, I'm the music director of the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble from Sebastopol, but some of us will be there, but we're not performing this year. So we have in the past.
Absolutely. And then people can get some tickets for this, or do they just show up? How do people get into this
thing? It's probably easier to, there's always room there, so people can just show up. But I think Brown Paper Tickets is one of the online places where you can reserve a ticket if you need one.
And I'm sure they can just look up San Francisco Festival of Mandolins.
You could
find you
look
guys online.
That or Croatian American Cultural Center, because that's where it's being held in the Outer Mission District in San Francisco.
What else about the mandolin? Tell us about what makes it so special and especially what this festival does to promote the mandolin.
Well, it's been promoting it for 19 years now, and in all the genres, not just the Italian, but classical music, bluegrass music, jazz. So whatever style in the world where people are playing mandolins, they try to encourage that. And there are just a lot of mandolin players out there. So it's wonderful to go there and also see some of the vendors that are selling instruments and CDs that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Well, that's the 19th Annual San Francisco Festival of the Mandolins. Again, that's taking place Sunday, April 28th, noon to 5 p.m. at the Croatian American Cultural Center in San Francisco. CroatianAmericanWeb.org, it looks like, is a good website to check out.
That's right.
All right, Gus Gorelick, thank you so much for showing up and joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.